Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Pick up your stress taco. I'm sure there's other reasons to come by. We've got Maroon 5 tickets to give away, Tolo hats, Taco Bueno party boxes, and once our show's over, there's going to be a Cowboys extravaganza with a former Dallas Cowboys player who is in the Hall of Fame. He plays defense, and he won 5 Super Bowls. I will let you figure that out for yourself as well as the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. But right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Gentlemen, good morning. How's it going?
Did you listen to our Jerry Jones interview?
Didn't know you were in such good company with me, huh?
Man, you're fancy as all get out, Mickey.
I laughed. That was. it was shocking to you.
Yeah,
he was talking about programming and leading in, and I was like, man, we got a great lead in for Mickey Spagnola. Mickey benefits from this a little bit.
Well, I appreciate your setting it up.
That's what you taught Corey to do. I like it,
Mickey. I didn't really get a true answer from Jerry on Jonathan Mingo. Do you have a thought on that, because he could be lost for the year if he's not activated?
Well, he's still got
2 weeks?
Another week, right?
Another week.
Yeah, and I just didn't know if there was, like, what the setback was.
Yeah, it said knee, so you're assuming it was maybe irritated something that he was recovering from. Because, I saw him out there the day before, and, he looked like he was moving around fine. And
yeah,
you never know when you go to bed and wake up that something aches, right? So maybe we get a better feel for it, and next week when they do have to make a move. But remember, when you make a move like that, you got to cut somebody to make room.
Yep. Yep.
So, when you start looking at some of the injuries they've got, there's not a lot of positions of excess, I think, out there. Same thing with Kalen Carson, too. He's kind of in the same boat.
Now, I'm intrigued by Tyler Guyton being available and what that play split looks like. Like, I know he was starting, and coach has said, like, he's old school, not a big fan of people losing their starting job specifically to injury. But do you think we might see some switching out at left tackle, or do you like the idea of, hey, this offensive line worked really well last week with Nate Thomas, let's trot that out there to start and see how it goes?
Yeah, I think they're going to have both guys prepared to play.
Okay.
Even if Guyton starts, Thomas has got to be ready to be the swing guy at either tackle spot. So I would imagine they continued to, give him some reps with the first team. I think, he's taken advantage of his opportunity to to earn that, and just kind of see how Guyton goes today after 2 days of practice. Obviously, to be able to practice, he's out of concussion protocol.
Right.
And now, you know, you can keep an eye. I mean, think about it. In the previous game, you know, they had Nate Thomas ready to get a series or two at right tackle for Terrence Steele.
Yeah.
So I would imagine, you know, at the left side, they'll see how it goes with Guyton, but I would imagine they've got, you know, want to continue developing Nate Thomas. It'd be interesting to see, because I thought he played well, and I think they did too. And the good thing was, is, you know, he thinks he needed to play better and thought he was capable of it. So I think that's another point in his direction that, you know, good on you that you're not satisfied.
Now, one of the things I've been super intrigued by, especially for a Cowboys team that feels like maybe they don't have the most margin for error, especially defensively, they haven't turned the ball over at all offensively in the last two games.
And you want me to go tell them that or what?
No, yeah. Continue to not turn the ball over.
Yeah.
But like, how sustainable do you think it is for them to continue to be at least even or winning the turnover margin? I know it's not sustainable to just never turn over the ball, but this feels like a huge advantage for this team if they can at least continue to stay a little bit above average in terms of the turnover margin.
Yeah, and I think that that's always, you know, critical in any game to try to win the turnover margin.
Especially because Carolina will turn the ball over.
Yeah, that seems like they will. And again, you know, you want to keep that up and get some takeaways. And, they've been pretty protective of the ball. I'm trying to think. Maybe two lost fumbles. And then Dak doesn't have a bunch of interceptions, right?
Did he Except have for that one game.
That tip, yeah. Was it a tip pass or
somebody's
hands or something? I was trying to remember real quickly. But, yeah, that's a huge thing, especially for, you know, a team struggling on defense. You know, finally this last week, well, I mean, and it wasn't so much the takeaways. It was the one was really big, but getting pressure on the opposing quarterbacks. I always think that's awfully, awfully huge. So, the Cowboys had two lost fumbles, and Dak had three interceptions. I remember tip passes, and I know
at least one of them
he forced into the end zone in that one game. I think it was against the Bears, right? They would hope that that was the outlier game, right? That wasn't indicative of how, you know, they're capable of playing. And everybody has one of those during a season, usually two or three, right? You go, oh, what happened there? You know, I'm wondering if the Eagles are thinking, oh, what happened there?
Yeah, but like, by the way, since you brought that up, that's a team that it felt like when you heard all the noise, and I know that the noise that's displayed in the press is not always 100% indicative of what's happening, but when you hear all that noise and now start to see the losses pile up, and even I think Lane Johnson came out and he was like, hey, our offense needs to be less predictable, it feels like Philadelphia has some really combustible elements moving right now.
Well, I think one of the things that gets overlooked is they come back, and it's like, well, they're the defending world champions, right?
Right.
And to me, it's like the beginning of the college season. Well, they're ranked number one. Well, they hadn't done anything to be net ranked number one, right? Mm-hmm. Other than somebody voting for it is impressed, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got to earn it. And so, you know, I think everybody should quit with the, well, they're the defending world champions, because it's not the same team. They've lost players or have players hurt that aren't playing. So this is a completely different team than the one that, you know, won. And think about it, they barely got into the championship game, right? Into the Super Bowl. Yeah. You know, so we'll see if it flattens out or if this is sort of who they are. I mean, think about it. They're one possession away with the Cowboys, that final possession in the opener, of being 3-3 right now.
Right, right.
So it'd be interesting to – did you watch the post game?
I can't say that I did.
So they had Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo on there together.
Yes.
It might have been the most entertaining 10 minutes you've ever seen. Those guys were just out of this world. Jackson Dart, I mean, he's acting like he's been in the league 5 years, right?
Did Scataboo have his shirt on?
No, they did. They got this deal with Fitzpatrick about take it off, like take a shirt off. So they brought it up, and he started taking his off, and Scataboo took off everything he had, and he got to his T-shirt, and he ripped it off.
Mm-hmm. Hulk style.
And they bumped chests, right? Yeah.
When's the last time you chest bumped somebody?
I don't think that's happened. Because if I did it, I'd probably hit them at their knees, right?
Mm. Should I assume?
And I didn't do any backflips either, okay?
Okay. And you've never ripped your shirt off in excitement?
No, no.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Smart answer.
And it's a good thing, too, right?
Mickey, I
don't know.
How is Ferguson liking or handling or enjoying all the targets, all the looks, and all the opportunities he's getting right now?
Yeah, I think it's revigorating for him after last season, having to go through, you know, mostly. I mean, he was, I don't know if he was ever healthy, right? But he played through it like a good tight end. But yeah, I hadn't had any touchdown catches since the end of the 2023 season. And then, you know, to get three in the last two games and two in one game, I think he's, you know, revitalized. And I think he understood how good he was. And now the fact that there's some production, they're relying on him. I think he thinks this is great. And, you know, I brought it up yesterday, you guys, that, you know, when we were talking about the running game, you know, you got to give these tight ends credit, too. It's not all about catching passes, right? You got to be able to block and, you know, do your job at the line of scrimmage. And I think they, all three of them, have certainly done that. But, yeah, I heard him do an interview for .com yesterday, and he's pretty stoked about how the season's going so far.
I know you don't necessarily engage in the over-under of the football world, but Carolina has had their own struggles on defense. It feels like we have talked plenty about the Cowboys' struggles on defense. Do you envision this? And I know we'll get to a prediction in a minute, but do you envision this as a high-scoring game?
I don't know what the over-under is, but I bet...
What do you think it is?
I'm trying to judge by how I picked the game. I'm guessing it's 48 or 50.
Ooh, 49 and a half.
Oh, wow. I swear I didn't know. I had no idea.
I think that's the first thing he looks at in the morning every day.
I don't know. Right? Sometimes, Mickey, these predictions
are pretty
close. Or the point spread.
Or yeah, the point spread.
These predictions are pretty close to Vegas sometimes.
Hey, I've been doing this a while, you know.
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good idea.
I already heard a good job recommendation for you from Jerry Jones this morning. So what are you feeling in terms of your prediction for this?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I don't know that they've fixed everything defensively.
Sure.
But I did look to see what Carolina was doing prior to Rico going off for 206 yards. And yep. In the first four games, they were averaging just a little above 100 yards a game rushing. So it wasn't anything spectacular. But if you add those 206, right, to around 410, then it looks,
yeah.
Oh, boy, they run the ball well.
For
well,
sure.
They did for one game. So, and I don't know, is Rico better than Chuba Hubbard? And, you know, that's who he was playing behind. And from what I read out of Charlotte, you know, people were starting to complain, well, why did we hire this guy for, or, you know, sign this guy for that money that he got? And all he's averaging is about 40 yards a game. So,
right.
You know, then he gets an opportunity, and it's like, shut up, right? Just like that. So, so yeah, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, this run game, they weren't all that great about it even before this, right? I think the Packers ran for like 160-some yards. Now, I know some of these stats get skewed because you played two 10-minute overtime games, right?
Yeah.
So you've played more. You're going to give up more. But they weren't real good against the run against the Packers. So I think it went from like 164 to 144. So maybe an improvement. And the fact that they did better cutting down on the explosive pass plays, I think, was encouraging. But, yeah, they're going to get tested in the run. And, you know, they watch tape, they see, and they're going to come at them. And they better be ready, and they need to be better. But, again, if you can hold a team to less than 25 points with this offense, I think you give the Cowboys a chance to win.
Which means your prediction is?
Cowboys 33, Carolina 23.
Ooh, you heard what he just said. Pound the over.
All right, that sounds good to me.
Thank you very much, good sir. Let's talk again on Monday.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do that with your money, okay?
All right, I'll do it with Kevin.
Fair. See you guys.
Fair. All right, there you go, Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live from Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. Coming up next, let's totally switch it up.
Do
it. We got AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day. Plus, the next baseball prospect you're going to want to keep an eye on. He's got Ranger ties next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through The Fan. We're live at Taco Bueno, 7940 North Central Expressway. You know what I really love, and I've seen it already a couple times today, when a Tolo walks out the door and then either holds the door open or the other person holds the door open and it's another Tolo. And they're just like, oh, hey, what's up and stuff. They don't even know each other, but they love the station. And so that is super, super cool.
So, like, community.
Yes.
You love community.
Community.
Not just the show that was on NBC for a while.
I mean, I did really like that show.
But you love the community
well.
Of the Friday football feast.
I do. And you know another thing you should come out here?
Would life be better if we all just acted like everybody in the world's another Tolo and just treated everybody as Tolos?
Yes. Or... you know, just don't immediately come out firing and say you're a piece of S or whatever.
Hey.
Like, that's probably not going to get your conversation. But what I would really like you to do is come out to the Taco Bueno, and you can see the Cowboys player that's going to be here via sign, and then look at the table to see definitely not that player sitting at the table, and just enjoy that.
That's a
fun dynamic.
That
yes.
is a woman at the table.
Yes, it is. Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the pride of Mansfield, Texas, 877-881-1053.
Yeah.
That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Yeah. To get involved in today's conversation, answer the question of the day, plus a high school baseball prospect with Rangers ties that you should probably get to know.
Oh.
I know Corey likes to get ahead of the game on some of these prospects, especially pitchers. So,
yeah, I've been pretty good at it so far.
Yeah, you have been. You got a good track record. You're good at talking about football, baseball prospects. What can't you do?
Thank you, Alec.
And Corey, you know, Kevin was saying that he likes the community of the football feast. It sounded like to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, Corey, he likes the friends that we make along the way.
Always
at the football
yeah.
feast.
Gross. Yeah, that's one of the. That's actually, I think Kevin got that tattooed on his lower back.
No,
the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
He's a huge fan of lower
Hello,
back tattoos.
I think.
Back to you, Alec.
I think that's a sentiment that he's often shared with us.
No, I hate it. I hate when people say
you
that.
Don't want to make friends along the way.
No, right. I care about the end destination.
But those friends could be there at the end.
Yo,
that's right.
Well, look.
When you get Sister Jean,
this is an argument that I've had with my wife. I appreciate when she puts up effort for things, but like if we didn't achieve the final goal, what's the difference?
Jeez. Okay. Knowledge bomb there dropped by Kevin Hagland. But wow. I'm going to drop some knowledge on you before we get to the question of the day. Reminder, tomorrow, after the football feast, obviously, that's where you want to be today. But the party continues tomorrow. We got a huge Texas OU fan hang and watch party at the Highland Hotel in Dallas from 2 to 5. Come out for a fantastic pool party. Another huge Flagtober stop as well. Some names that are going to be there. Brian Broaddus, Zach Wolchuk, Lucius Alexander, Peyton Russell, Jake Rietma, and myself. I will be there as well. So come hang out with us.
You're going to get down to like just a Speedo, right, and be hanging out in the pool. Is that what you said?
I'm going to do something in the industry that's called a tease. Come out and find out. How about that?
Oh,
I like
man.
It.
How
I
about
like it.
That? But I do have one in the closet, so maybe. But gentlemen, today is actually, I consider it a good national, it's not even a national holiday, it's a world holiday. But it's not on the random obscure side of things, but it's something that we talk about often here on the KNC Masterpiece. Today is World Mental Health Day. So not just national, we're talking about the whole globe, people. So everybody needs to take some time today and reflect and take care of themselves. So that's what I'm going to ask. What's something that you are doing lately, today, this weekend, something that you're doing to take care of yourself, something to treat yourself? 877-881-1053, because I know for me, it's going to be hanging out with all of you tomorrow, watching the biggest game of the weekend that is not involving UNT, Corey.
Okay, yeah.
I know this doesn't answer that question quite yet, but we were just talking about talking doctors yesterday, and I know we're maybe talking about more fun things, but I would highly recommend anybody who's struggling, whether it's NaviNorthTexas.org,
going there or wherever else, I would highly recommend finding somebody to talk to.
Man, I'm so proud of you for doing what you just did.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to say you should come out to the Derbyshire tomorrow from 8 to 11, FC Dallas watch party. Is
hey,
where I'm
dude, they've been on a roll, man.
Yeah. We do our interview. We had Lawless on. He helped Kevin you know, exercise his demons, if you will, his Christmas demons.
Except I think I decided I need to buy him a present. Because
a birthday present or a Christmas present?
Well, it's a birthday present because he didn't celebrate Christmas. But he goes, yeah, people are always like, oh, do you get two presents? And he goes, I just get one present. So I feel like I should get him a present.
Okay, I understand this, Kevin. But if you wrap it in Christmas paper, is it a Christmas present? And
yes.
If you give it to him as a present and it's and you think it's a Christmas present, he thinks it's a birthday present, who's right?
Look. I actually believe in this quite a bit. I know most people will be like, who cares? Stick it in a bag. If you stick a Christmas present in a bag for somebody whose birthday is like in July or whatever and it says happy birthday, I think you did it wrong. And I'm disappointed in the effort that you've put out for this.
Do you think that all presents must be wrapped? Because there's somebody sitting near me that thinks that.
Yeah. And she and I usually agree on a lot of things. I would say I think most presents should be wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's like some exceptions that maybe if it's like ridiculously large and you're like, I'm not.
But you don't need
them.
A card, right? Cards,
no.
Cards are ridiculous.
Look, I think I've said this before, Alec. I'm really sorry if this segment ends up running a little long. That's fine. I think cards are stupid because you get a card and you're like, hey, I found what I would want to say, but I didn't, and somebody else wrote it. Okay, so you found something by reading that you would want to say? Man, get a piece of paper and write your own message.
Mm-hmm.
Or get a blank card that just says, hey, what's up? Like, I get the joke cards if you're like, that person will get a lot out of it. But if it's like, this Christmas, I want you to know I'm thinking about you. Then just write that down yourself.
Or just text them. Yeah. Also, Also, Sunday, Bearded Monkey in Levon. So,
nice.
That's where you can do that to do something for yourself if you'd like. That's
or
what I'll
cold
be doing.
Beers and cheeseburgers.
Oh my gosh, so
for
much
G-Bag Nation and U-List
today. We're such a busy station,
man. So the point is, if you're looking for a place to find us, we're there.
I like
probably
that.
Every place. It feels like
there is a lot going on this weekend in the best way possible. A lot of good times ahead. So if you do need plans, please just come check us out. Come hang out with us here this weekend. Corey's all over the map, and then we got our watch party at the Highland Hotel tomorrow. I think this is probably in line with me this weekend as well. From the 817, how they're gonna treat themselves and take care of themselves this weekend. They're not gonna check their fantasy team.
Dude.
Oh, I could see how that would make you a happier
there
person.
There are times, Kevin, where I have to take a break away from what, even caring about fantasy football.
Mm.
Not while I'm 5-0, all right? Whenever you're undefeated, you're just like, you just keep rolling that thing. But whenever you're having a bad season, it's just like, why even bother? You know, there are times, and I completely agree with that.
See, from the 817, they're treating themselves to some golf tomorrow. But from the 469, consuming large amounts of alcohol. Well, as long as you are safe in doing so, party it up, man. Party it up. Please do that. But let's see. From the 214, playing Battlefield 6 with a couple of my oldest friends of 20-plus years. Oh, yeah. More community right there.
I haven't gotten into that one yet, but we might be making a turn from Call of Duty to Battlefield.
Oh.
Yeah. But we've said that for like the last four seasons of it, so who knows?
Mm. Yeah. Creature of habit, huh? From the 972, a good start to mental health is wiping OU with toilet paper. There you go.
Wow.
Hey, Alec, I'm really sorry. I have one more question about cards.
This is really heavy on your heart today, huh?
Yeah, I think about this stuff a lot. And, like, it's probably because I had an aunt when I was a kid, and she gave me, I don't know, like a nice shirt or something, and she gave my sister a purse along with like $13.67, and people thought that was weird, and I was like, it's not weird. That makes sense. That's obviously the difference between the cost of the shirt and the purse, so that made all the sense in the world to me. Do you ever get a card and look at the price of the card, and you're like, that could have been added to my gift?
Kevin, I'm glad you said this because I am one of those people that is the first thing I check. I actually, before I even open the card, I go to the back side of it where the barcode is and it tells you the price. Sometimes in multiple different currencies. So I even do the conversion rate on to see if it all adds up because math, why not? I actually do check that. I don't think about the idea that it could go towards the gift. I just want to know if you spent double digit dollars on a card. And if you did, I will judge you.
And I'm assuming judge them poorly.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, because I would.
Or richly. Because they spent a lot of money on the card.
That's true. But what's the threshold? Is it like $5.95? Like, what's the threshold here?
Anything more than $5, I think we've got a problem. Like, go to the dollar store. Figure it out there. Okay. They've got options, too. And it's very resourceful. Save your money, man. Just save your money. You don't need to impress me with any cool cartoons or anything or drawings or nice words that were pre-printed. Write the nice words, dang it.
Yeah, and like, look, let's reveal the secret to everyone. If you get somebody a card, they just want to know if there's something inside of it. And I don't mean your beautiful
words. That's why you open it like this and then kind of shake the card a little bit.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah,
I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wait, somebody said, do you still have an aunt since you had her as a kid? No, she died.
Oh.
She really did, but
all
I just
want... All of your aunts are dead?
Not all of them. Oh. I'm just saying this aunt
particular, my apologies.
Who was just like me.
Well, this is a great way to try to transition. Thank you, Kevin, for setting me up for that. success around here is what we set me up for. So I'm going to talk about a high school baseball prospect because I think that's more fun than death. You guys know the name Hunter Pence, right?
Yes.
He has a nephew who is playing high school football, or baseball rather, in California. And the nephew of the four-time All-Star, he jumps off the page when you look at the box scores or if you just look at his bio. Just keep in mind, Hunter Pence was a very tall guy. He was 6'4", 216 on his last MLB roster. Striker Pence is his name, so a cool name too. Striker Pence is listed at... Yeah. He is listed at 6'6", 200 pounds, at 16 years old. So he is already lighting up the world just because of his last name, but he is a massive kid on top of the fact that he throws 101 miles an hour. So he's got a fastball in high school that completely obliterates hitters, and he plays both ways, and he is a very good hitter as well. He's only 16, but he consistently throws his fastball at speeds of 90-plus, but he has topped out at 101.1 miles per hour at 16 years old. He's already getting a lot of attention from scouts and whatnot, but he is a name to watch because, one, he's got the Ranger ties because of former Ranger Hunter Pence, but... Yeah. This kid, if you watch some of the videos out him, he's actually pitched in a couple of like youth world championship series games and whatnot. He looks really, really good. Okay. So, Corey, if you want to get ahead of the curve on one of these young pitchers, there's one to keep an eye on.
Dude, you're already there, baby. So I'm going to give you all credit on this one.
Yeah, this is going to be your Kamar rocker.
Yeah.
I hope so, because I want to sound smart. So
maybe Mike Bassick will call him out one day on the broadcast.
Oh, you know what? Day. And if you meet Alec in person, I don't even think you need to sound smart, because with those glasses, man, you look smart, and I think people will just assume that you are.
Hey, fake it till you make it. That's the name of the game, baby.
There you go. And there's AM on the FM. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to switch it up today because we've got Schumacher coming up at noon. So coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Cowboys because Cowboys lose because. Next on The Fan.
Fake pitch. Going deep. There's a shot for Pickens. He got pushed. He caught the ball to the post. Touchdown to Pickens. Dagger.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Gridiron in just a second as we're live at Taco Bueno in Dallas, 7940 North Central Expressway. But first, Corey has a question.
Kevin, are you excited about Skip Schumacher getting ready to join us here in a little
bit? Yeah, very much so.
I'm so pumped up about this.
Look, I'm excited to hear some of his philosophical thoughts about like launch angles and different things. But I'm also excited to get to know him as a person. Like, this is somebody that we're going to talk to every single week for 7 months out of the year, year after year.
Do we open things with, hey, you're going to talk to us a lot, so you better be open right now?
Yeah, and we'll see how he answers, and then we'll ask him if he wants to apologize for the 2011 World Series, and I think it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. That's a good approach. I like
it. Right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Dip it, rip it.
And let's start. I want you guys to go ahead and give us some Cowboys win because Cowboys lose because. 877-881-1053. Frankel injury attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. Before we get to that, I got a few different notes for you. Chris Godwin, he is expected to miss the game against the 49ers. I know there was some hope that he might be able to be in there for this one, but no, he will be out. Now, for the Pro Bowl games, it appears as though the Pro Bowl games will still take place, but they're going to shift it to the Super Bowl market as just part of Super Bowl week. Now, obviously, Corey, we've been to several Super Bowl weeks now, and it's an extravaganza. And so they've decided, as opposed to doing it in the off week between the championship games and the Super Bowl, they're going to do it the week of and have it just be part of the Super Bowl extravaganza.
Wow, man, that's going to be make it even busier now, huh?
Yeah, because some of those things look fun.
Name one.
The tug of war.
Okay.
I always think is neat, but that's probably because now I think about Squid Game, tug of war. That's probably not
healthy.
Do you
think they should do it more like Squid Games?
No.
But if they did, you're not saying
if they did it more like Squid Game, where you like fall onto a big blue mat, you know, like a cushioned mat, so you're fine. Uh-huh. I don't actually want
instead of an underground floor of spikes.
I don't want any harm to come to anybody. Actually, now you mentioned this. I think you mentioned it off air. If you said it on air, I apologize. The NFL and the NFLPA is investigating, and they have launched a review last night of Jackson Dart's concussion protocol. I know there's some thought that maybe he bounced in and out of that blue tent a little too quickly.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember seeing the play and him laying there, and then I went away from the game for a second, came back, and he was, like, walking back out on the field.
Right.
I was like, whoa, hold on, what's...
Right.
Like, that looked bad, too. Like,
yes.
Even the way he was just kind of, this is something they must investigate. But, Kevin, I think the most important investigation is when he high-fived the referee. You're not supposed to touch the referee. Yet there was Jackson Dart saying,
he emulated Tom Brady.
You think it was a touchdown? High five, touchdown.
Yeah.
It was the moment right there. So,
by the way, one more note from yesterday, because I was going back and watching this play, and I'm sure you can find all kinds of plays that are like this in each game, but I think it was ironic. On the interception that Jalen Hurts had, A.J. Brown had broken away for his defender kind of to the left side and looked like he would have been open in the end zone for a touchdown pass. So just because of all of, like, the issues this team has had, maybe those two in particular, I thought that was a fascinating take from yesterday's game.
Do you think he's seeing the field, or do you think he's just not on the same page with all his guys?
No, I still think he's seeing the field, but... It feels like there's something off connection-wise.
I mean, I think it's off between them, the offensive line, the run. Like, everything just is not functioning
correctly. I mean, look, it's tough to argue. This morning, we were talking about one of their offensive linemen came out and was like, oh, we got to switch some things up. So, like, I think that very much leads into your point. Now, let's talk about the Cleveland Browns. I know this is a snappy headline, and some of these numbers are low, but this is wild. Did you know that the Cleveland Browns currently have 8 quarterbacks on their payroll?
All right, let's see. Shedeur Sanders.
Correct.
Dillon Gabriel.
Stop that, but yes.
Joe Flacco still getting paid?
Yep.
I can't think of the other. Is Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Okay, all right. Who are the rest of them?
Jameis.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Deshaun. That was the one I was like, you're going to kick yourself for that. Bailey Zappe, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and Kenny Pickett. Now, those last three make a combined $500,000.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that there's 8 of them on there. And the one you're paying all the money to, he doesn't even play.
Like,
it's a gigantic ass show.
Don't you, like, somebody in that organization, I don't know who it is, has got to sit back and say, what are we doing?
Yeah, I would hope so.
And with the draft of the quarterbacks, like, that probably was more of an answer of, like, hey, let's fix this a little bit. Let's start with some younger quarterbacks, see if we can develop them.
Right.
One of these guys is going to be talented enough to do it. But, man, the fact that you have money invested in that many other quarterbacks and still have lack of success.
Absolutely. Now, it looks like, once again, Lamar Jackson, he's not going to practice, which means Cooper Rush would be in line to play once more, which... That goes back to what we talked about when Lamar Jackson first got hurt. What did we say? It looks like a 2-3 game injury.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this will be game 2, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Pick up the Rams defense if you want.
Yeah, you know what? That is a good suggestion. On the flip side, it looks like Kyler Murray is going to practice today, which we'll see how it goes, but that would lead you to think that he's in line to play this weekend.
Okay, good for him. The Cardinals have become one of those, like, the Browns are still intriguing because they're so bad that it's hilarious.
Sure.
You know, Arizona has become almost irrelevant to me, and that's an unfortunate thing right now.
Now, go ahead and give me cut number 7 if you can, Alec. I want to go back to Thursday Night Football last night.
High set. Bellinger, the fullback. Now he motions out to the left. Hand off Scottaboo into the line, to the goal line, no signal yet. And touchdown Giants! Scottaboo's third rushing touchdown of the ball game. Oh, he does a backflip!
Now,
You
needed to hear that part. That was amazing. So, nothing particular controversial about that play, but you saw yet again another tush push where clearly one of the Eagles' offensive linemen moves early. Like, it is very obvious. But also, you saw the ridiculous sequence of tush pushes. I think that's why it hasn't bothered me, is because you know if you get to third and two, third and one, fourth and one, fourth and two, that's probably what you're going to see. But when you're looking at it and you're like, hey, this is how many yards and this is how many downs, let's just run several of them, that really beats me down.
Yeah.
Plus, just missing false start.
It kind of almost feels the clear false start is the problem for me more than anything. Because don't you feel like teams back in the day were like, can y'all stop running Emmitt Smith at the end of the games, guys?
Right.
Like, and we were just like, why would we ever do that?
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about right now?
Yeah.
But I'm with you, man. Like, you can't, there are guys lined up off the line, too. Like, they're not lying. It's illegal formation.
Right.
And so, like, that's another thing where this is becoming more of a technical thing than, oh, it's an advantage. We got to take it away from a team.
All right. So this is, I'm sure you're probably going to think it's ridiculous, but stick with me. Do you think the Eagles could lose to the Vikings?
Yes.
All right. Do you think Washington?
There's not a team. You can name a team right now. They lost to the Giants.
That's
now,
true.
Now, granted, it is division game, whatever, but and the Giants are like, they've got a little juice right now. I don't think there are many teams that I don't think the Eagles could lose to right now.
All right, so here's my fun theoretical that I'm going to throw out just to drive people insane, especially if they don't like the Cowboys. If you think the Eagles can lose to the Vikings and then the Cowboys win their next two games, do you realize the Cowboys would be in first place in this division?
Heck yeah, I do. Heck yeah, I do. And I'm just waiting for it to happen, Kevin. So's Jerry. So
I'm not.
Like, I'm
not promising it's going to happen, but man, that would be fascinating as all get out. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with Texas Rangers new manager Skip Schumacher right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.